My guest for this week's East Holmes Report is John Wilson, Federal Programs, Curriculum, and Testing Coordinator for East Holmes Schools. John, we like to talk each year about what teachers are up to for professional development. So what's the focus this year?
East Holmes has taken the traditional professional development model and tried to convert it for a couple different reasons. One, we wanted to ensure that the teachers are spending as much time in the classrooms with the students as possible, yet at the same time professionally growing and perfecting their craft. So to culminate all of that, we devised a two-hour block of time sprinkled here throughout the school year where teachers log in virtually from their building. So there's no travel time, and we just cover a wide variety of topics geared mainly towards improving our instruction and making it more appealing to our students.
Do you have a theme this year?
We do have a theme. So at the high school level, we're looking at what's called Mastery Grid, and that is giving the students a little more choice in the types of activities that they're experiencing that go along with the content, and moving more away from memorization and heading towards a deeper understanding, a little more critical thinking, creative thinking, kind of giving the students more opportunity to delve in personally and be that active learner. At the elementary levels, then, we're taking an extensive look at reading, particularly reading within the different content areas. So looking at how do we teach students how to successfully read in math, in science, in social studies, because all of those areas have a different text structure that students are expected to work their way through.
It kind of sounds like using that as an example, it's a case of cross-curricular, that what you learn in one class can be applied to another. Is that a fair assessment?
That is a fair assessment, yes. Helping the students to see that everything is linked in one way or another, which also assist them in connecting all the dots and creating just one big educational picture for them.
When you were talking about the mastery grids at the high school level, it sounds like the type of process that learning in the classroom is more active than passive, where you might have a teacher just standing up in front and a student sitting listening, so to speak.
Absolutely. Trying to move away from what we would call a sit and get into a more active role where students are collaborating with the teachers, with each other, problem solving, generating ideas that maybe in the past would not have been thought about. So definitely working towards trying to individualize it a bit more, drive the interest levels up, and just make it more engaging all the way around.
Have you started this process or is it still down the road?
We have started the process. We're about 2 weeks in at this point. It will take us multiple visits, obviously, to get all the way through. Historically, again, we were used to full days where we could get quite a bit accomplished, breaking it down into two-hour segments. There will be, obviously, more meetings sprinkled here and there through the year.
If you were to look into a crystal ball, say maybe a year down the road, how would you like to see this type of curriculum change impact the classroom?
What we're looking for is just the ongoing, consistent identification of individual student needs to be successful, and then coming alongside that student, supporting them, engaging them in the curriculum at hand, and just working to make it a more enjoyable process for the students.
John Wilson, Coordinator of Federal Programs, Curriculum, and Testing for East Holmes, has been my guest. I'm Ken Smales for WKLM.